Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back to another continuing webinar. This is basically building on what we talked about last Tuesday when we started using the Pods plugin to create a portfolio look and output. Now, after about 45 minutes or an hour, the internet just cut. They were reprovisioning the internet, and now we're back and everything should be fine. So when we get to the second part of today's webinar, I will be going back and forth between Pods and Metabox, A, to show the difference, but B, so that we can also kind of bring the Pods thing full circle from last Tuesday. I made that decision because basically we're covering similar things from last Tuesday and this Tuesday, and rather than just redo the webinar, we'll just provide the solution in today's webinar. Now, one of the big differences between Pods and Metabox, because they both do very similar things, they both do things slightly different, but Metabox does cost money unless you've bought one of their lifetime deals that happen normally during Black Fridays or before. So because of that, a lot of people have Metabox, plus the Metabox plugins and the add-ons, they are all in the GPL share box that is part of your membership at WP Studio. And that's opposed to Pods, which is completely free. So that's one of the big differences. But Metabox can do some very unique things. So let's start. We are going to be A, building the custom post type for our portfolios. Basically, this would be if you're building a display section on a website, how can we dynamically continue to place items that will resize, show, display, all that type of stuff. And Metabox actually makes it easier than, I think, than Pods. So let's start with Metabox here. What I've done is I am using the Metabox all-in-one. So basically it dumps all the Metabox functionality in. I would tend to say that if you are doing what we're going to talk about today for a client site, you may not need a Metabox all-in-one. You may simply need the Metabox, maybe the custom post type. Each of these extensions are separate. So that's a nice thing with Metabox. You can pick and choose the add-ons and extensions that you want to use. All right, so let's go to our post type. So we are going to create a new post type. Because we already used portfolios in the webinar on Tuesday, we'll call it something different. So in Metabox, we do the same type of thing where we add a new post type, where we set up the very similar ways of Pods, setting up your advanced, your supports, everything with your post type. So I'm going to go ahead and we'll call this one our, port examples. I just needed to have something that is slightly different, but still has portfolio in there. And so this is what I'm doing. There's our slug name. I can go ahead and publish this and we're set. Now, one of the things that I've always appreciated with Metabox, they will always give you the output code in regular WordPress so that, for example, if you are working in here and you decide on my client site, I don't want them to know that I'm working with plugins, or maybe I don't want to give them access to change anything here. Well, what you can do is, again, this is kind of like a side trip here. Basically, what Metabox does is there is a free Metabox plugin that's in the WordPress repository. Install it here. If you install this Metabox plugin, you don't get any of the user interface, that this admin user interface. But what this does is it gives you all the code base to interpret any of the code. So on my client site, I can load this plugin, the free one. Then I can come around here and let's say I used a different website or test website to create my custom post type. I click my get PHP code and I can take this and copy and paste it and then drop that into like a functions.php file of the client site. And as long as that free Metabox plugin is activated on your client site, it will know what to do with this. Now, this example is straight WordPress. So you actually wouldn't need the Metabox plugin to interpret this. But when we start adding fields and other things, it helps to have the free Metabox plugin there. So what you're paying for with Metabox is the ability to just use the backend admin area to create and do this stuff. All right. So just wanted to show you that that's a little rabbit trail going down. I'm not going to spend any time going through the labels. Basically, you have the ability to do all the labels, same as pods. In the advanced, we can set up things. Are we going to have the archive in here? I want to make sure that we have there, post type archives. We want to make sure that is enabled because we want to be able to display all of our, portfolio items in a section that we're going to build for a website. Nice thing is Metabox does give you a quick selection of all your dash icons. So you can simply select it. And by selecting the icons, now you can also upload your own things or set an SVG. All these are possible without having to go anywhere. But I can update and you're going to see there, port examples, it has already updated. Now in our supports, same thing that Pods does, allows us to set items. Sure, we can do the title, editor, and thumbnail if we wanted to, and then we can assign it any existing taxonomies, categories, tags. I don't need anything. Now, the difference between Pods and Metabox, when we are building a custom solution like a portfolio section for clients or our own site, is Pods contains the add-on fields inside each pod, and we manage it that way. Metabox says, well, we have our own field API, and therefore we can mix and match field groupings and then just assign them to different post types. Whereas Pods is each pod self-contains and controls each groupings of fields. There's a lot more flexibility with the way Metabox does it. So we're going to come over here to our custom fields. And when we create our field group, because let me just remember this portfolio, let's actually jump over to pods so we see what we did with the pods on Tuesday. You're going to see that we have go live with content, design description, website, portfolio screenshot, and a portfolio category. Even creating a simple relationship or a predefined list. So that's what we're going to basically reproduce on the Metabox version. So let's go over here to Metabox, and I'm going to leave this tab open just so that we can go back and forth with that. So here we are in our groups. We hit add new. Now I'm going to just simply call this one our portfolio fields. This is not really as important, the name. That's more for you in the back end. But there are a few things that we will use because it'll actually have a group ID when we publish. So for example, if I publish this, we're going to get portfolio fields. So what you put here, it will automatically go into here, but you can change this. So that's why I said the title doesn't really matter. It's for your own preference because we can always change the field group ID over here. All right. So I always like to, before I start adding fields, make sure I jump to the settings area in Metabox, because this is where we assign these fields that we're putting to a post type, add conditional logic type things, and do a bunch of other things. So I'm going to say we can set it to, again, Metabox allows us to do a lot. These fields do not have to be just for custom post types or taxonomies. They could be on a setting page. They could be users, user fields assigned to your user profile, taxonomies, setting pages, or a block. This allows us to create Gutenberg blocks. and assign fields to that block. But we're using a post type. Let's select the post type we want. So we're looking for the portfolio example. There we are, port example. Now, we're going to play around with something else here in just a moment, because there's some really cool conditional logic. All right. Since I don't want to do this just yet. All right. So we're able to then choose where do we want to put it after conditions, what high, are we using it as a regular meta box? You can do no meta box, and then you can style it yourself, because you could have your own div or ID, especially if you are really customizing the back end of WordPress. And there's even some custom settings where we can preset some additional field values. In this webinar, we probably won't do this, but these are like meta fields that are part of the field. So we could do other things like add conditional things that say, if this custom field equals this, or dynamically the number, the equation gets to be 12 or higher, because we are, maybe that people are adding different things to a shopping cart. And so we can actually start to dynamically do a whole bunch of stuff, but this needs some heavier PHP code, which we're not going to do. All right. So once I've got this and made sure it's updated to this port example, now we can jump back to our fields and we can add our fields. It's actually very similar to how Pods does it. Basically, it allows us to select any number of types of fields. So basically what we're now doing, because we have a truck that's honking. I have no idea. You guys hear that? All right. So with the port example post type, we are that's what I lost my train of thought there. Thoughts on your end. So this is a meta box. So for example, let me just update this and show you that. Hold on 1 second. Go here, add new tab. So basically, when we are creating our new thing, see how we have a meta box here. Now, it will be a traditional meta box if we are in Classic Editor, and I'm actually going to turn on Classic Editor just so that we can see the difference. And then we're going to go here to our port example. There. So see how we have our portfolio fields? This is a meta box. Really cool thing that they've added to meta box. Did you see what just happened? If I'm the administrator and I need to change something from this, look, when I hover over this meta box, I actually have a gear that will take me back to the group settings. So I can always adjust the fields. I can adjust how this field works, how the meta box works. So I'm showing you this is because when we create our field, portfolio fields, it creates our title here. Now, at the same time, if we change our title to super portfolio field options, and let's do this, update, see how the field group ID stays the same, but now when we come back over here, it's the super portfolio field options. So that's where the title goes. Everything is still attached to this ID when we need to pull stuff out, which you'll see in just a moment from the fields, from the view section. All right, so let's now add some fields. Remember, we have our go live with content, a yes, no. So let's add that first. So when we're looking here, we're going to just jump down over here. And I think there's just a, which one do I want? Let's just use a switch. We can use different things. Grab a switch. So the switch, we'll call this one our go live. I can always change the type if I want, but it's a switch. Label description is this project ready to go live. Label description, rounded or square, you'll see what this is, custom on off. So on is project live. Project hidden. That's what I'll leave it. And I can always turn it on by default when they go to create a new post. Is it required? Is it clonable? Whatever. And I'm just going to update this just so I can show you what it looks like. Oh, what? No, stop. All right, so let me refresh this. And we immediately have go live. Look at that, project hidden. Project is now live. Okay, so we have some more advanced type of fields with Metabox that give us great flexibility. All right, so now let's add a few other things. Design description. Add a field. Description, let's just do a text area. Design description. And it helps if I spell that. All right, in this, again, I did not show you the advanced in the other one, but I will in this one. In the advanced, we can then come in and say, are we adding content before? Are we adding content after it? Are we validating? Are we adding conditional logic that only if this, if go live is checked or something else like that? I'm not going to do that. Every field can have conditional logic where things might be turned on or off. And you can see that even each advanced field has all these. The advanced options for all the fields in Metabox are basically the same. You have the before, after, validation, sanitization, all that stuff. The general is going to be different based on the type of field. So in case you're wondering where that was, if you're looking for design for the field, it's always going to be advanced. If you're looking at customization or configuration for a field, it's always going to be in the general option. All right, let's finish this up. We need a website. Add another field. We can jump over here, and I believe I have one that already validates for what I might have missed it. Let's just type in website. No. URL. There we are. Project website. All right. Let's go add the next one, portfolio screenshot. Now in this one, we have a number of things that we could do. See how there's a whole bunch of upload options? There's an image upload. There's a single image. There's file uploads. There's advanced. You have to play around with each one to see what it is that you want your site to do. Like if we did image advanced, basically it's allowing you to set the size of the image. And basically it's pulling the image sizes that are part of your WordPress site. Are we creating multiple images? Because that's what this end of the list, is it clonable? Can you add additional images as you go? Let me go over and show you the other. If we just do straight image, notice how we're not given the ability to create sizes, but the maximum number of files. We are given the ability to choose a custom upload folder. If we change it to a image upload, then we can go through and set the image size. Again, for this image placement, how are we doing this? Number of images, max image size. And you notice in each one of the fields, this type option is a very quick way that you can change and move around. Now, I can also come in here and just do a file upload, and we can do the whole same thing. I could set my own MIME types so that if I only want JPEGs or PNGs or WebP or whatever you want, you choose what type of MIME types you want. So it's the choice between what type of an image upload that you want will really depend on what it is that you want to pull off for the end result. So we'll call this portfolio screenshot. And we'll just go ahead and set it at a medium size. So it's going to automatically format it when people upload. And we have one more field, portfolio category. Now in this one, notice how we have a whole bunch. We have things like taxonomy that are part of WordPress, or we can have selected items like a select box or an autocomplete or some type of thing where we can set prearranged things. So if I do select advanced, here's my choices. The same way when we were working with pods to create predefined lists, we can do the same type of thing. So if I actually come in here, I'm going to copy and paste to make it easy. That was our quick little pods thing. I can do this. Again, I can set it as a label or I can set it as a single thing. Normally, you're going to want to have a value and a label. I can do a callback function that would be like basically if I am going to dynamically create a list or constantly add to a list, I could do a callback. Whoops, let me do the whole thing. Callback. Pull all cats. So that'll be the function name. Somewhere in my WordPress, in my functions.php, I would be writing a function pull all cats. And then I would be actually designing my function if I needed to pull stuff in. And then the callback basically is going to auto-populate. So the power in this is really amazing. So I'm going to go in here and just fix this so that it looks like e-commerce. And then I put event. So basically, we're going to get a value and a label. People will only see the label. And then we can use the values in another location. Photo. And personal. Okay. So this is one of the cool things that we can do choose cat. Let me update this. Now we can go back to our portfolio example, and you can see that, hey, here we have here's our items in a dropdown. Here's the ability to grab an image. Basically, I'm not really letting them use the media library. This could be a great thing to do if you have a client and you don't want them jumping through and selecting and looking through all your media library things. Now, we could always jump back and change the screenshot. So it's not just an image thing. We can go through and say, hey, if it's a file, are we using, I wanted to do image advanced. Media library. Just make sure I'm not missing the media, because sometimes this has an actual media library. No, it's all in here. We'll just do a single image. All right. Sorry, I just changed that around. So now it's going to look slightly different. There. So now it's add media. It's using the media library. That's what I wanted. So again, it's how you want to change this thing. So now I have my ability to have my super portfolio options. So if I'm sitting here and let's create our portfolio example, this is the muffin bakery and blah, 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 blah. And I can say, sure, project is live. This is the muffin master maker. And the project website is muffinmastermakerpro.com. And the image of, I don't think I have any muffins in here. We'll just grab some type of food. There's our image. and it is a website. All right, so let's publish this just so we can see that. I need to make one more so we can do two and we can start playing around with displaying on the end. So this is about where we were with pods before everything went haywire. Let me put another one and say Long X Ranch Buffet. All right. I could have probably just done a Lorem Ipsum. This is more food. Project website. Long X Ranch Buffet. Grab another food item. And let's say this one is an e-commerce site. All right. So now we've got at least two. Just so that we have two port examples, portfolio examples. All right. At this point, if we were using pods, we would be going into our pods template and we would be creating a listing page. And then we would be assigning this template like this to a to the actual pod. So Metabox is slightly different with much more power. And that is, they have this thing called views. This was really a game changer for me when I was diving into pods, because views gives us the ability to write HTML, to loop through items, to use the Twig markup language to write loops and conditions, similar to how pods templates uses those tags of if, else, those simple short code tags to choose whether or not there's a value in there. We can do a lot more with Twig in that. Plus, we can write our own functions and pass them into this area. So if I'm going to do our portfolio examples, I'm just going to publish this just so that we have it saved and it's in our system. But I can write my HTML here. And the nice thing is, if you were doing all this with pods, you'd have to jump back and forth between your themes style sheet or your themes functions.php file to load up JavaScript that would load, or maybe you'd have to use like Code Studio to include CSS or JavaScript onto something. All we have to do is whenever this view is used, here's the CSS. Here's the JavaScript that we would use, which is great. Now, what makes it also super simple, in pods, the templates are fairly simple because we assign them to different pods areas. So for example, we come over here to edit a pod. We're going to go into our portfolio. We have to assign a template to a specific thing in that pod, a view. Well, in Metabox, we come in here and say, what do we want to do with this view? Do we want to make it an archive? So it will operate like an archive. You'll see it in just a moment. Or do we want to make it an action? Make it an action means now we can hook it into something. It can become an action hook. So for example, all we would have to do in our functions.php is write an add action, whatever action name we put here. This is like all the code. So it will do, it's an easy way for us to place something dynamically inside a hook, or we can do code. So the code would be a conditional tag where that would show up. Maybe we write a conditional tag. Maybe we write rules for where it would render, or we could even do a short code. So here's the short code. Boom, wherever we place this short code, all the design options show up. Now, most of the time, we're going to be using this for either the archive or a singular view. But because of what we're doing, we're trying to create a portfolio section. I'm going to use the archive. Now, one of the things I want to do with the archive is make sure that it's not every single archive, our posts, our pages, or all the other custom post types. So therefore, I want a rule. Which archive are we doing? And we can set a rule to say, we only want it to be the portfolio example archive. And that's the only place it'll show up. Then we come down here and say, do we want to change the whole page layout? So that means even if the themes, header and footer, everything goes away and this becomes our entire page. You might have a reason for this if you are creating a landing page or something else, and you already have all your HTML. You just want to drop this in here. To be honest, you could build your entire website just with Metabox views, because I can sit here and choose where this code will go, this code. I mean, ridiculous why you would do that, but you could. You would never have to touch any part of the theme. You could basically use this as a way to render everything. Now, you'd get horrible SEO, nothing would come through. It would just not be wise to do that, but it's a great way you could do if you did this. Now, most people are going to choose either the layout between the header or the footer, that's what we're going to do today, or only the post content where you can choose before the regular post, so before whatever your theme currently has, replaces the post content for what the theme has, or after the post content. I just want to choose between the header and the footer. Now, before I save this, I haven't made the change. Let's go back over to I'm going to show you what we're looking at here. Let's view this. The reason why we're viewing this, we need to do the same thing we had with pods. Because we created a new custom post type with an archive page, we need to go to the permalinks and flush the permalinks. Otherwise, we won't be able to see any of that content. So now we'll go to the port examples, view this. All right, here's our item. And if we just drop that out of the URL, we now have our archive page. So this is the archive page that is being generated by the theme, by Voce Press. In this one, looks like I hit the wrong one. Let's go back to our Metabox views. Edit this portfolio example. Now, because I didn't save it, we got to add this back in. All right, layout between header and footer. Now, I'm just going to put something real quick that says, wow, this is working. Okay, I just put something in there so I could show you what it's now doing on this archive page of post example. We'll come back over here. Refresh. Blam. Wow. So now I can tell you and show you that this view is now controlling this section. My theme still handles my header and my footer, but now my view has complete control over this. Now, we might be thinking, wait, you had two items. There should be a loop. This should be an archive. You had two posts. They should now display two posts. But why isn't it working? Well, we haven't inserted any fields. But in order to insert fields, we need to take advantage of this little button here. This little button is similar to, but more advanced than as pods, where we, in pods, we select a pod that we want to use and it auto-populates all the different fields. It does that here as well. So these are all my different fields that we can use. Here's my super portfolio field options that we had created. I can grab terms or taxonomies. I can grab current user or the post author. So basically, I can insert stuff that will talk to the user who's logged in to read, who's reading stuff. I have site information, and I can also insert other views. So we're not going to deal with that, but basically, as I said, you could build your entire website just using Metabox views, because we could set different sections and then reproduce them and insert them and do all sorts of stuff. But what we need to do is deal with the query. Now, since we've already set the archive of the port example archive, when we use the loop, it's already understood that the content it needs to fetch out of the database is restricted and filtered to only get these posts. So let's see this in action. Let's click on the loop and you actually see, let me actually zoom this in for you guys. Is that a little better? Because it was getting a little small. All right. So now we are using, and this is Twig, that gives us a loop. So let's say, you know what? I want to make sure that every single time we have for each post in the query posts, for whatever this result is, let's come back over here to my post. Let's find our post title. So I click this, and now we have a post title. Now, I want to wrap an H2 tag around this. Give me 1 second. I've now completely messed this up. Let me finish this off. H2, I'll just type it in post title since I know what's going on. And we'll delete what was already there. All right. So let me format this just a moment, get rid of this. All right. So we have an H2 tag wrapping around our post title inside our little query. I'm going to update this, and now we come back over here, refresh, and wow, this is working. There's our title. There's our title. Now, before we go any further, because Boche Press deals with Flexbox when it comes to content, there are some underlying Flexbox CSS, Boche Press CSS that deals with the rows. Now, I know this because of, you can see that there's some weird, why isn't it one after the other? I'll show you where it is. If you just jump into the CSS, you're going to see, we come over here to our content. You're going to automatically see that Boche Press content row is displaying as a flex box. This is part of the power of Metabox views. Why? Because I can now come in here to my CSS and I don't have to write important or anything. I just come in here and say, I know it's a Boche Press content row. We're going to display it as a block. So that's going to override the display as the flex. We're just going to do width equals, let's do 100%. So we know it's going to go 100%. I believe that should fix it. We can also do one other thing to fix it. There we are. That fixed it. So it just got rid of that Boche Press content row that wraps around content, which gives you flexibility of doing some dynamic elements. And again, you could also turn off that Boche Press content row in the customizer where you choose how many columns you'd have in the content. You can turn that off or basically say one, and you wouldn't have to do what I just did. But this also shows you the power of this CSS. It's only loading on this page. And if we need to overwrite something with a theme, Metabox makes that super simple with the self-included items. All right, so now let's start to play around with a little bit of content. So now that I know how to get my loop, and notice how I also left this H1 while this is working and it shows up, I'm now able to put stuff before and after. I could put a H5. This is the footer section. And without having to do anything special, boom, we now have a footer section. Again, our content, we control this whole area. So let's do a quick little system. And again, it makes it super easy with the way the loop gets in. And again, the way we got this loop is we used the auto insertion area, this insert field, went to the query and just clicked on the loop. Now, if you go back and watch one or two of the Metabox videos that are in the library, of WP Studio, you will see that you can write your own queries. So you don't have to wait for the location or the rules to be used to insert information into the loop. You could just simply have a view that has its own control, that has its own query. This is why then you can use a short code. So if we write our own query that goes and gets certain types of content, dynamically placing that, all of a sudden we can build our portfolio section that can be inserted anywhere, whether it's through a short code or a action hook or something else. All right, so let's continue on here. Inside our item, we are going to, I'm just going to write a little bit of code here. So I have always enjoyed writing HTML and CSS from scratch. I'm maybe strange that way, but maybe that's also how I got started. And I know a number of you remember the old days of using the hot dog editor, HTML editor, or coffee cup, or all those beginning or early days of writing HTML. And so therefore, I tend to revert back to that rather than go to a page builder to get something done. If time is of the essence, I'll probably use some pre-designed stuff. But when it comes to just creating a unique section, I'll probably just write some HTML. So in this, we are going to do inside each one. Actually, before the loop starts, I want to make sure I do like a div class custom row. And when I do this, again, the only thing I don't like about the Metabox views is it auto completes all the time. So especially if I'm trying to write code after the fact or add additional code to this, I don't like the auto complete that always happens because that I have to do extra work of deleting the closing tag because it's never where I want it to be. But that's basically one of my only issues with this. All right. So we're putting a custom row around this item. When we are doing a custom row, we might come through here and say, you know what, in our row, I might want to just say, let's see, what do I want to do? My row, I will leave the row alone. We can come back into it. So each one of our posts, we want to come in and basically, we're going to have each one of them be its own column so that we can have basically columns inside of columns. So I'm going to do a div class. We'll call this, putting custom before everything just so that we're not just using generic stuff. So I've got a div class column. Then inside that, we're to div class custom content. And you'll see why we're doing all this stuff. So then we need an image source. So we need to find what our image is. So we're going to go back to our post. Remember our project screenshot, portfolio screenshot? Click that. This is the power. This, you're now seeing the power of Metabox views. In pods, when we go insert a field, we are simply given that short code, and then we are told to, or that magic tag, to pull a field in, and then you've got to figure out which field, especially if it's an image, how do we get just the source URL, how do we get whatever. Metabox has already figured out to say, what do you want? Do you want to create a full size? Do you want a medium item? What do you want it to be? Do you want the image URL? Do you want, so notice how I have all these options. Great, so I want the image URL, insert it. And it goes ahead and grabs exactly what I need, and it places it in the source code. Now, if I had chosen one of the other image tag, basically it would reproduce the image tag. Now, I don't want to do that because I wanted to add a style equals width of 100%. All right, so I've got my image tag here. Then we're going to do our H3. And since we already know that's the post title, that I want. And Twig formatting, they do want a space after the double braces, because if you don't leave a space, it won't know that it is to be used as a Twig, you know, short code. If you don't leave that space, it's going to think that's actually the text that should be in the template. And then let's go in and what else do we have? We have our design description. So we'll do a paragraph tag. And if you get used to doing this, you'll get used to just typing in the name of the tag. But I'm just going to show you this, our design description there. Notice, basically, if you are inside the query, here's our post. For each post in query post, we're getting the post title, post design description. It knows how to find the field values. All right, so let's leave this. Let's get rid of this post title down here. All right, once we have worked our way through this, let me go ahead and save this. And we can see, all right, so now we're starting to move around. We've got our images, but we got something really weird going on. Remember I said I only want the 300 pixel by 300 pixel image, but on the template, we did width of 100%. So it's blowing out. This is basically a 300 pixel image blown out to the full size. So we want to be able to control this a little bit better. So in this, we want, notice how I said custom column. That's a wrapper around each one of the post items. So I can come in here to my CSS, go to my custom column, and we are going to write some CSS. So in that, our custom column, we'll just float left, and we'll do a width of, let's do 25%. Simply processing that, our portfolio example now has our items here. Now the footer section, let's do a quick clear, because our float clear is really messing up. So I want to do like a custom, did I have a row in there? Custom row, and let's do our content or custom row after. That's what I want. Because this is one way, especially if you are doing looping. If you're looping in your CSS, I have my custom row here. If I were simply to do an after, we might run into some issues. It'll be hit or miss. That in this for statement, our after might, if we simply just did after the custom column for this, because we're just basically wanting to clear the float after each one of these, if we did it with custom column clearing it, we would basically clear the float after every single one, and so it would only treat 25% of each row and not float the images, the portfolio images on each one. So we don't want that. So we're going to always create our float clear after the query has all finished so that our footer section doesn't interfere with it, because that's what's happening right now. Our footer section isn't clearing. So one way to do this is, and again, the reason why I'm using after is now every time you use before or after, you need to use content. Well, that's not going to help. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to display it as a table. And when you display content as a table, it automatically is like its own block. It starts again, and I can also bloth both. I can clear both. So when I update this, now you're going to see that our footer section goes back to where it needs to be. I also noticed that for a true portfolio, we probably need some padding here. So let's go back in and our custom column. Let's grab this, go back to our CSS. Oh, we already have a custom column. Let's go ahead and add a padding 8 pixel. Just so that there's slight options. Okay. Just wanted to create a little bit of spacing there. So what we've just now done is a very simple layout of whatever portfolio we're creating. Now this is, let's go a step further. In our Metabox views, when we want to kind of create that if statement, if something exists, or if a post is filled with information, or choosing something, any type of if statement. One second. So let's go over here. Because what we want to do is come back over here to our insert fields. We have a go live statement. See this? If I put this right before here, and I'm going to click on it, see this raw value, where it's going to turn 1 or 0. I can now say, and I'm going to insert it just so you can see what it is, post go live. So I'm going to write a statement if post go live, and get rid of this, and then we can, let's go back to end if. And if, oops, single quote. And I just realized I screwed up here. When we're writing an if statement, it's not a double. It's a single brace and then here. So now we have an if statement. Let me get rid of this because we don't need that. And if I did it correctly, everything should be fine. Nothing should be different. Perfect. Now watch what happens if I go turn off the muffin bakery. So let's go back to our posts, our port examples. And let's go to the muffin bakery and we can turn the project live. Update this. And it's gone. So now we can create as many ones as we want. You can work on the project in the back end. When you're ready for it to go live, you update, and you can actually have multiple things live. Why is this important? For example, let's say I turn this off, and in your listing of your portfolios, it's going to look like this. But I can go to this website page. And again, I haven't created the design for this, so I haven't put my images. We'll create that for you in just a moment. But this is live. This muffin bakery is live. It's accessible. The benefit of having that checkbox is, are we, and maybe I want to change it to go live to put in portfolio listing or something like that. You now have controls. We don't have to unpublish, publish. I don't have to create a whole taxonomy. I don't have to deal with other things of WordPress, which can make life frustrating. So once I've been able to open the door to be able to turn things on and off with just a little bit of code, and most of this code is fully explained. Let me just pull this over here. It's fully explained on the Metabox view page. Let me actually put this in. Let me put this in the chat room. Oh, need to log into chat. I can see chat, but in order for me to post, I need to tell it that I am who I am. All right. So this is where the power is, and it really opens the door to things that pods can't do. Because once I get to this point, and now I have control over my portfolio system, see this short code? I can now drop this short code anywhere. And I don't have to write my own query. If I make it this working, now let's go to, let me turn off Gutenberg. Sorry, let me turn off Classic Editor. I'll show you why, because I don't think I have another, I don't think I have a page builder. So let's just go to our a page. We'll create a new super page. Let's just do a template library. We'll drop this in maybe later. Let's grab a template. I'm just slapping this one in because we're going to add something in here. Okay, so now I've got our crazy template here. Let me publish this just so we can see the page. Actually, before I do that, I need to come back over to Voce Press settings to make sure that it is no sidebar and it's going full width. Now I can publish this. Let's go view this page. Okay, now we have just an already designed page. But watch what we can do now with that view. I'm going to, let's find a place for it. Let's say right below our services. So I'm going to come down here, find our services. Here we are. So I can come in here, add a block. This is Gutenberg. Do a short code. And write the short code here. Here's my portfolio examples. Let's update this site. Now I'll go back, look at our super page. Wow, it's working. That does require the query. I thought they were thinking about fixing this. So it does require the query. So in order for us to create the query, let's create our basic query. We're going to change something with this item. So bear with me one second. Let me pull this up. I'm going to go back to Metabox views. We need to pull this up. Portfolio example. Yes, it's an archive, but now we're going to change it to, let's go ahead and say we're now going to use a short code. So wherever that short code is going to be used, and we have to create a query here. And in our custom query, we're going to do this. How do I want to do this? Okay. Before everything, we're going to do a set arguments equals post type equals, and I think it's port example. I'll check in just a moment. Port example and posts per page is -1. Okay. Close that up. So we got our post type, port example, and let's just make sure that it's not port examples. No, it's port example. Now, also in this, I now need to do set posts equals, and this is the meta box get posts based on the arguments we just did. And then instead of posts in query posts, we do for posts in posts. See how that's done? Now it gets a little bit different on the interior fields, because now we're trying to do post title. It's not, so basically we're now doing this. Post title. Design description. I believe this is what I need. I might have something slightly off. I may have to check here. All right, now let's see if I fixed it. So we're setting the argument and we've modified the query. Let's update, and we're only treating it as a short code. And since we've already updated our short code, right, well, it pulled the long X branch, it pulled the title. Oh, I know what it is. Okay, sorry. If it is a WordPress thing, you need to add the post title. If it's not a WordPress thing, I believe we can just stay with design description. Let me see if that's true. If the design description shows up, there we are. Now we've solved it. So now I can go back in here, get rid of that underscore post, and we should have our image showing up. We should have our image showing up. I remember. Okay, this is a major rabbit trail, but when you're doing and this is probably why most people just use views for your archive and singular view, because when we are inside a loop or a query loop for Metabox views, we then have to set each of the images something like set image, and we have to use the Metabox function, which is going in and getting the meta field of the image advanced BK, whatever it is, BKY GE8WV, that's the random name of the field. And we have to grab the post ID. So basically it's using a WordPress get the meta field. And then I can come in because the image is set. I'm going to comment this out. We'll get rid of it. Then we're going to do a image source image Let's see if I broke everything. All right. Let's see if it broke. None of the site will load. Okay. So what we've now been able to do is inside something else, we've been able to drop a portfolio section. And with this portfolio section working, and I want to now add the Muffin Bakery, I simply activate, update, and on the front end of the site, we have our portfolio. So Metabox, as long as you don't mind diving through the documentation and figuring out how that plays, we open the door to really customizing a solution for a client where I think it makes more sense for a client or even for you to turn something on or off, to send it to a portfolio section of the site with things like this. And that way we can turn off the requirement of saying, hey, you need to go ahead and understand, I need to teach you how to use a page builder so you can add something for this. Notice how I've basically put this into whatever page builder pre-design section. And when the client comes in and says, all right, we now have another system, I'm going to then say super person website. Blah, 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 blah. All right. Then I can say, oh, here's some more design description. Great. Project website. PersonTime.com. Add an image. Select. And it is a personal. And if I'm ready to go live, publish. And immediately on our front end of the website, boom. So again, I hope this kind of opens the door to ideas of what you could do. I'm just trying to open the door a little bit to give you guys ideas, but you can build solutions for clients that won't allow a client to break something. Yeah, Hugh, I understand. I think I've always done that, even for the past 10, 12 years. When I'm typing something, I sound like I type, and then even when I do blah, 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 I say it out loud because, you know, I really like to confuse Google and all the other phones that are listening to me. Okay, side trail. I know they're listening to me because when I'm prepping for webinars or I'm talking to myself or I'm doing blah, 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 because I'm just putting out some lorem ipsum or something, I literally get articles in my feed that talk about gibberish conversation, gibberish talk. So I know I'm being fully tracked, but I've given up trying to figure that one out. All right. So this is what we can do. Things we can do. Most of the basically display in this like archive page, with pods. But only Metabox allows us to take this same view, swap it out, and change it into a short code and allow us to drop this view, drop this solution into another location, into a short code, into something else. Now, here's the amazing thing is, because this is already a short code, we can then create blocks if you want to use Gutenberg blocks. And Metabox gives you that ability to create a block with fields, which is, I'm not going to go down that road, but we could create an additional custom field if we wanted to call this one our super block. And our settings, we're going to say it's a block description. We'll just put that in there. We can put icon colors, whatever we're going to do, render with code, I think. Oh, do I want to do that? Basically, we can set all this stuff up, but I could even go into my fields and come over here and pull a drop-down list that would auto-populate all of my templates or my views so that somebody could drop a Gutenberg block and it would automatically pull a view in. Now, great question there, BG. Here's the quick hint. In Twig, there are really only two types of braces that you need to know, brackets. One of them is the double braces, And these are the direct field insertions. If you are trying to create a function or do a program or set something or do a conditional logic statement, it is a single and a percentage sign. And then for both the double and the single percentage sign, you have to have a space after it. Otherwise, it's not going to treat it as that. Twig has some, this website has some really good examples of how to do this, where you can actually see things in action. All right, we've gone a little bit over time, but I hope this has been at least exploratory, looking at what we could do. I love the fact that I can write entire loops inside Twig, customize it, and then drop it wherever I want. And then I'd have control inside the custom post type or the admin area for what would show there, what wouldn't show, how we would show something. On Thursday, we are going to be doing something similar, but we're going to do it with Zion Builder, because we're going to explore the power of Zion Builder's repeater. It's their concept of how to recreate a query and a loop and a display. So we're going to have some fun with that on Thursday. Part of the reason why we're going to do a bunch more Zion Builder webinars in the coming days is they have jumped back on AppSumo, because AppSumo asked if they wanted to go for another 3 weeks, I think they said. But the lifetime deal is still there for Zion Builder. They opened it up just for the AppSumo. There's a big user interface change coming, I think, next week for Zion Builder. But that's why we're going to be doing a few more things. It's a really great page builder if you go that direction. All right, I hope you guys have a great rest of your Tuesday, and I will see you on some of the upcoming webinars. Take care, everybody.